I think it's very important. You know, not only for the players to get back out there, but more importantly, I think for the fans. I think it you know, if we're going to be spending time at home, what better way, you know, is there to take up 3-4 hours of what could be a frustrating day to watch your favorite baseball team and relax with your family you know, baseball's been that way for years, and it's kind of sad that it's not with us in the summer months this year.
Is it hard whenever you look at where we're at right now, and most of the headlines this summer for baseball have been negative just because some back and forth between trying to get a schedule worked out? Is that hard as a former player and as a guy that grew up loving the game of baseball to see that the headlines they are getting right now, and they had a chance to capitalize in the summer with nothing happening, that it's a little bit more negative now than it is positive?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's you know, I went through some strikes back when I played and some lockouts, and there was always a mending period after everything settled down and we got back to business. So I think you'll see the same, you know, whatever animosity there might be between the fans and the players because of what's going on, or the fans and the owners. Hopefully, as baseball always does, it'll take care of itself once we get back on the field. I can't speak the same for the Houston Astros when they get back out there in front of fans, but you know, it's just been kind of a really tough year on baseball. You know, starting with that Houston Astro disaster and now the pandemic.
I think in some respects it's viewed as this isn't a real season, this isn't baseball, so whoever wins, it doesn't matter. But then I've heard other opinions too to say, you know, this is kind of the ultimate sprint of who can get out there, hit 60 games hard, but then be able to have that second breath to be able to hit the playoffs and not really fall off there. What do you see this as? Is it bittersweet, or is it kind of exciting to see, hey, it's basically just that final stretch?
Well, I mean, I have more of a concern for the players you know, their health, because, I mean, you need that good 25 to 30 day spring training to get the pitcher's arms into shape, to get the players. I mean, as a player, I remember if you give me 10 straight games, I'm ready for the season. You know, if I'm in any kind of shape, if I came to spring training in any kind of shape, and I'm sure these players have been running and throwing and doing a lot of work on their own. So from an everyday player standpoint, you don't need very many games to get ready for a season. But from a pitching standpoint, they definitely do. And that's the area where I'm not sure how they're going to do that, because, I mean, I know they're expanding the rosters, but you're not going to see starting pitchers at the beginning of these seasons, you know, go more than 3-4 innings maybe at the most, and then eventually, as they get their third or fourth start, they may be stretching them out to 6 or 7 innings, 100 pitches. But, you know, with that said, I mean, heck, they may only get one real good quality start, and then, bam, they're already into the playoffs. So it's going to be different, but it's going to be hard to say that the best team is going to win, because I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of key players and a lot of you know, superstars possibly either not participate at all and opt out, or just really be guarded.
Well, and yeah, that's kind of the next thing I was thinking too. As a young guy playing Major League Baseball, and a lot are just kind of supremely talented in that, I guess, invincible mentality. Can you expect young guys like that, even though they're kind of being sectioned off of their own region, to say, hey, you can be in your hotel, you can be at the ballpark, but you can't go to a restaurant or go here or go there or sightsee or anything? Is that feasible to expect all these players to say, yeah, that's fine, we'll do what we have to do for the next 3 months?
Yeah, that's kind of, I can't see that happening, especially, like, you know, they have alternates. These guys, this kind of like, I don't know what they call it, like the alternate squad or the B squad or whatever, you know, players that are ready to be called on a minute's notice, you know, in case another player gets sick or tests positive. But, you know, those players aren't going to sit in their rooms I wouldn't think, and be quarantined and ready to go and be ordered room service either. So I'd, or maybe they will, but it doesn't sound like very, very much fun to me.
Whenever we look back more locally, and you know, we're seeing up in Iowa, high school baseball's taking off, and they're getting games in up there. But for the A's and the Mink League to wipe out the season, how hard was that for a guy that spent a couple good years with the A's as a player and now still kind of hanging around the organization? Is that hard to see, losing that, such a meaningful part of the Midwest, and especially Clarinda not have a season this year?
Yeah, it's really surreal because, I mean, it's been around for so long, and the community, I mean, everywhere you go, the people are asking you, you know, is there going to be a season, and what do you think? And, you know, so they're into it, but, you know, especially, you know, when you're asked to be quarantined for the most part, it'd be nice to go out to a ball game, you know, and sit out by yourself or spread out, you know, practice social distancing and watch a good ball game. The high schools have managed to get it done, and I've been out to a few games. I do some lessons for some of the local kids, and it's kind of nice to get out and watch some games and know that baseball is still being played somewhere. But I think the Mink League made a good decision because, I mean, you know, you're talking about kids coming from all over the country, where obviously the pandemic is staged differently all over the country. So you never know what you're going to be getting into. And they made the right decision. It's just tough to swallow that, you know, there's really no Mink League baseball this year.
Last one for you. Spent the majority of your career playing for the Phillies. Do you look at them as a possible favorite to come out? And, you know, Bryce Harper back, and, of course, Aaron Nola leading that rotation. Can the Phillies take the East, or is it a little bit too stacked over there?
No, I think they have an excellent shot, especially, you know, they have proven at times that they've been at the beginning of the year for 60 games. So maybe this is the year that everything lines up for them. And they have talented players. I really like to watch their team. You know, but I think they just lack a little bit of confidence. So maybe this short season will give them the confidence they need and get them in the playoffs and get a taste of it. And then it'll help them in future years.